Right. So I'm very, very grateful to be here to speak to all of you, and very pleased to be invited to speak to you. I've heard about my role very, very recently. I'm not going to put number of hours on it, but so I don't have anything specifically from the policy beyond the documents that you've all seen and read at this point. Hopefully, as we get engaged into forming it, industry panel, I'll be able to contribute towards that with some insight from the work I've done in the industry for the past 30 plus years. And thank you to Dr. Sellers and Mr. Clark for setting out a wonderful description of our industry together with the shortcomings. And yes, £1 billion or dollars is not ever enough for anything like this when you compare it to other initiatives. But the point is to focus on what is important for the UK, what is specific for the UK that we can impact in a meaningful way and get the best to rally our industry going forward. So with that bearing, with that in mind, I haven't tried to re-analyze the areas that you've heard about. That was very comprehensive. I just thought I'd talk about four or five points, so you'll be glad to know it's only one slide. So. If you can help me with the next. Right. So I thought just some point for consideration and perhaps debate when we get into a Q&A mode. So I think it is right that the policy is focusing on the UK strength. We could go after competing with other areas, in areas where we're not particularly strong, where tech is pretty capital intensive and takes many years to catch up, and is wise not to do that. So the key strengths, as was mentioned in the policy, and I believe in it, is things like R&D, which UK universities and companies excel at, the design, both product and systems, IP creation, and IP business, and specialized, what I call specialist manufacturing, and by that I mean things like compound semiconductors, things like photonics, things like thin film manufacturing. These are things that have grown in the UK without help so far from the government, and we can accelerate those. One area mentioned was funding generally in the UK. I've ran startups as well as publicly listed companies, and in all cases you need funding, one way or the other, whether it's to begin a company, to grow it, and then later on as you expand and you want to do a worldwide operation or acquire other technologies. So funding is always a pain point for most companies. I think we have access to seeds for startups. We could do more, and I'm sure we will do more, but there is, you know, it's clearly with the number of semiconductor startups in the UK, it does show that there is some, at least some funding in the available for startups. I think what's probably less available is taking the company all the way through to commercial success. And that are things like B rounds, C rounds, and of course scaling up companies to operate on a larger scale. The environment in the UK in terms of investment is the money is available, it's just not tuned to long-term investment. And I think some of the initiatives that government talks about, if they can be unlocked, I think that will help. With deep tech generally, and also semiconductor investment in the UK. The third point I wanted to talk about is that I think we have to multiply the billion by all the other available funds around. So there is a lot of areas that UK has national interest in, that is, you know, you've heard about in different forms, whether it's net zero, whether it's electrification, green economy, digital economy, AI is a big interest area, supercomputing, but also space, satellites, amongst others. I think they're all been funded. I think one of the speakers mentioned there's a alphabet soup of various organizations that do different things, so, which is, you know, of course, they're focused in what they're doing, but I think maybe part of this leveraging would be to bring about a lot more collaboration to get more value out of some of these initiatives. Many of these areas are customers and users of semiconductor technology. Without semiconductors, none of those really can succeed. So although I'm not for, you know, a buy British type policy, because I think this got negative aspects, but opening the door for the British semiconductor companies to use those sectors as a way to leverage the technology created in the UK, it's a very good platform for our product companies to succeed. That's what we want at the end, the semiconductor companies to succeed and grow business worldwide. Our own market here is too small for any company to compete. And this is a business that all of you know who work in the industry. It's a very, very global industry. So if you limit yourself to one small geographic area in terms of marketing sales, that is not going to sustain long-term growth. So that is the reason I think, you know, leveraging those areas from technology point of view, access to market and additional funding would be key. One other points which I often find maybe is not shared by others is I just think we, you know, historically have lacked a focal point for semiconductors. So we have a lot of talent, we have a lot of key breakthroughs. You know, the ARM core was invented here, Bluetooth was invented here, many, many other products that went to become classic, you know, world champions of their own area have been created and invented in the UK. But the industry is fragmented, and you know, we are in different clusters that you might bring in those clusters, bringing some focal point is really key. And I think having a policy for semiconductor after a long period of time by government, it is a welcome step. I think creating some form of a center for semiconductor or institute that actually works actively on a consistent basis on semiconductor strategy would be really welcome. I think the ecosystem, again, UK is very strong in having very good law and finance in the City of London, but I think we need to also see if we can bring more of that into semiconductor business, because we do require better IP protection laws and also tax, training, all aspects of the infrastructure that can help specifically the semiconductor business would be good. One other idea I've thrown in is UK-led conferences. I remember many, many years back, we used to have semiconductor conferences in the UK occasionally. I haven't seen one for like decades. And I think we do have enough to start these with some encouragement and maybe perhaps funding by government to start international conferences based in the UK, just to bring the flow of the business and semiconductor sort of contact points back to the UK. Lastly, to thrive long term, I think we must remain globally connected. And by that, I mean both connection with markets, people, technologies, but also to remain competitive on a world scale. And I think that's really key. At the end, whether it's 1 billion or 10 billion, you know, we're not going to be dependent on government funding forever. This is like a pumping an initiative to start us going. At the end, if we are going to have successful industry, it's up to us as industry leaders, participants, to create successful companies that can be invested in by institutional investors, because no other country ever succeed if they're purely waiting for government initiative or government money. So that's all I had to say, and I look forward to hearing your views and hopefully be able to reflect that into the panel which is going to be set up. Thank you.